Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite show.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show. Happy Friday. Air quality is better, cooler, got a little rain. It's great.
We can see some blue sky.
Yes, we can. With our own... well, six eyes. I have glasses on today. You have two, and I have four, and Mike has two, so eight eyes.
I can only really see good out
of... I have contacts in, so I technically have eight
10
eyes.
10 eyes.
I can see well out of, like, one eye. I kind of have to squint, so I'm docking myself at least
9.5
eye.
Eyes.
Yeah, I need glasses in the worst way, but I'm not going to get them, so I'll just squint my way to see the blue sky.
We will be setting your college football and sports DVR at 5:15 because there's a lot of good sports this weekend. And we'll have some Friday randoms for you guys.
I do love my Friday randoms.
Out here today. Coming up tonight in the club, I have Gator Attack news, viral video news, and we keep pushing this off, but Elon Musk's plan to get us to Mars.
Yeah. We briefly mentioned Mars. Well, we kind of poo-pooed it, at least I did, and my brother yesterday, but yeah. We don't actually know the plan.
The Sukanics are aligned when it comes to... Mars.
Yeah. Well, you know me and space travel. I think it's vastly overrated. It's cool, but I think we make
You also said you wouldn't go like see the aliens if they came to visit us. Whereas no. Rob and I were like, hell yeah, let's go see them.
See what happens. You're going to end up being probed. I think I've seen that if someone's willing to travel those sort of distance to find us, they're way better than us and they're not going to like what they find. That's not going well. And all you need to know is what would happen if we found an alien. We would not treat it well. I've seen E.T. I know what's happening. There's probing going on. No thanks.
Don't you think the aliens are up there laughing at Earth? Like, why would we want to go there with those peasants?
I truly believe that if someone has the capability to travel across the universe to find us, they would take one look at us and be like, no.
I'll move on to Venus.
It's going to turn right on around and just keep on going.
Do you think they've come and visited us this year and just laughed at us?
Either that or they're responsible for it. We got to blame someone. Blame the aliens. That's a new one.
Did you see the end of the Bengals-Browns last night?
I did see it. I felt bad for you because...
painful.
That's a backdoor...
That was a painful...
That's a backdoor cover, my man.
Rob and I were texting at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was a painful one. That one hurt.
Yeah.
And you could see it coming from a mile.
The Browns didn't
and
care.
I mean a mile away.
This is why gambling is tough. When you guys had what you needed, a six-point spread, right?
Six, yeah.
And you could totally tell.
And what was it? Five.
Cincinnati had no chance of winning the game, but you knew they were going to score to cover the spread.
And you know what the worst part about that one was? Is we were right about that game. It's like the Browns are going to run all over the Bengals.
Yep.
And they effectively kicked their ass. The big thing was freaking Baker Mayfield threw that pick. When he threw that pick down in the red zone.
That was the end of your bet.
Well, not really, but it gave the Bengals a chance, and then Burrow drove right down the field and got a last second touchdown.
Yeah, but if he doesn't do that, you're sitting pretty. You're fine.
They also had like 2 fourth down conversions on that drive.
Yeah, if Baker doesn't throw the pick though,
then they blow him out.
That's what I'm saying. You're safe as kittens.
They were about ready to score. I mean, it was going to be, well, it was 35-30. It was probably going to be 42-24 if he doesn't throw that pick. Instead, it was 35-30.
Complete game changer, and you knew at that moment that you were dead. By the way, speaking of dead, if Joe Burrow doesn't learn to get rid of the football and stop running out of the pocket, he will not survive. His
offensive line is terrible.
It's bad. And he's running for his life, and I was reading some stuff for him on him after the game, and he was talking about how losing isn't fun. Well, no duh. Think about it. He's never lost in his life. He's also never had to run for his life like this. And he was talking about, you know, he's okay. He understands that he's going to get hit. And he has got this like tough guy mentality. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that this idea that you can outrun people and be athletic like in the NFL like you were in college just doesn't work. You will get hunted down and killed. There is no pride for young quarterbacks in taking an ass kicking. He needs to learn the way of Tom Brady. when they get around him, it's like, dude, the game's over, man. Just fall down. There's no sense in just getting your brains beat out. Russell Wilson's great at this. Russell, run out of bounds. You can call me soft all you want, but I'm going to stay on the field. Burrow will not survive if he keeps playing like this. He won't make it through the year.
Well, he's 2-0 against the spread.
That's a covering machine that is Joe Burrow.
Or maybe not. Maybe they were 3-point underdogs last week. Maybe they pushed that.
Yeah, because they lost by 3 to the Chargers. Yeah. I don't remember what the spread was.
They should have sent it to overtime, but that stupid kicker, who, by the way, was perfect last night.
His leg seemingly better now. Gosh. Hey, when in doubt, man, you miss a big kick, just start grabbing your leg and claim an injury.
All right, we've got your DVR coming up next, but right now the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Number 5.
Lakers Nuggets West Finals gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. Denver, L.A.
I saw that not many people. I did see that the Nuggets coach Malone said that he was petitioning the NBA to just start the series 3-1, which I thought well played.
Well, the Lakers have lost both game ones.
Yes, and then everyone's like, oh, remember the start, right? That was the big story, is Barkley and a bunch of people were saying Portland was going to upset him, and then they lose game one to the Rockets. The Lakers have been just fine.
Lakers are awesome.
But something like, in all honesty, with the not a lot of time off here, although they did get the extra day, you got to wonder how much is in the Nuggets tank versus the Lakers, who have been sitting around and have been pretty well rested throughout this whole
thing. Yeah, but they've been crappy in games one. I don't know. I don't know what to expect tonight. But the spread 7, if you want to bet on it, under the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app.
I think, and I'm not much of an NBA bettor, but I'll gobble up the Nuggets if you're giving me 7. I think it'll be a close game.
Okay. Number 4.
Tomorrow's Baylor Houston football game postponed. Scoots ain't happy about that.
No, because no one's actually sick. It's a contact tracing thing, and Baylor has enough players. They just don't have enough players at one position.
They're Q-teening.
Yeah.
So that marks the 16th game canceled due to COVID. It's time to play some doubleheaders.
Gonna have to find something. I mean, but this is the thing, whether the Pac-12 comes back, the Big Ten, ACC or SEC is supposed to start here, what, next week? This is all in theory. You're going to get some more games that are going to be postponed. 20% of all games already have been postponed.
Name Baylor's new coach.
Oh, I just saw this. I read the story today. I'm drawing a complete blank.
Dave Aranda.
Dave Aranda, former defensive coordinator.
Yes, LSU. In Wisconsin,
and
right?
Wisconsin, yeah. I think he was last at Wisconsin.
Baylor will now prepare for their fourth season opening opponent. Because the first, all three, the first three have been canceled.
Yeah. Although
now it's Kansas.
And now you got to get ready for Kansas in 1 week. Whew.
That's tough.
That is a monumental task. Put on that Coastal Carolina film.
Bryson DeChambeau eagled the par 5 ninth, his last hole in round two of the U.S. Open. That got him to 3 under par, and round two is now complete. He is one shot back of current leader Patrick Reed. But Bryson DeChambeau had the best round of the day. He shot 68. He went driver wedge into the par 5 ninth. Brutal day due to wind. It was carnage all over today.
Only
so
three guys were under par the entire day.
You only have six guys under par for the tournament. Patrick Reed, 4 under. Bryson DeChambeau, 3 under. Rafa Cabrera-Bello, 2 under, along with Harris English and Justin Thomas. He shot a 73. And then Jason Kokrak is 1 under. A bunch of guys lurking. Xander Schauffele, Matt Wolf, Thomas Peters, Hideki Matsui, all even par. Bubba Watson, 1 over. And don't look now, but Webb Simpson, 2 over. And Dustin Johnson, only 3 over.
But what? No Tiger, no Spieth among the notables cut. And there were more players that shot 15 over than there were that shot under par today. The course got its vengeance after a pretty soft day one.
Giannis Antetokounmpo wins another MVP. He is the 11th player to win back-to-back MVPs, Steph Curry being the most recent until today. Giannis got 85 of the 101 first-place votes. LeBron got the other 16, so he finished second. James Harden third, Luka Doncic fourth, and Kawhi Leonard fifth. Damian Lillard finished eighth in the voting behind Anthony Davis and Chris Paul.
I saw that he got a third-place vote, and I think he got a couple fourth-place votes, so some respect on Lillard for a great year. And Giannis, by the way, also Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, he's just the third player to win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in the same season, the others being Michael Jordan, you may know him.
I do.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
By the way, Jordan won it, I think, in 88, and that was when everyone started the you can't win a title with Michael Jordan, he's a ball hog, you know, all the same sort of crap. He's got too many holes in his game, kind of like what you're getting with Giannis right now. Turned out that Jordan guy, he was pretty good because, well, he won six.
Number one.
And Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says the major obstacles have been cleared, but he does not expect a vote on starting the season today. Of course, you know, it's past 5 o'clock, so.
Yeah.
But they do say that there could be a vote within the next couple of days. League presidents and chancellors did have another Zoom meeting today. Scott admits they'll have to decide by next week if and when they move forward. Two Ohio State stars are opting back in now that the Big Ten will play. Cornerback Sean Wade and guard Wyatt Davis. The SEC sets minimum roster thresholds in order to play games. They say they'll need at least 53 scholarship players to suit up.
So it's basically the same thing that the Big 12 had. Although, did the SEC set position groups as well?
I didn't see that.
Because the Big 12, you have to have 53 healthy players, but at offense, defensive line, and then quarterback, you have to have a minimum number of players. And I guess that's what Baylor didn't meet. Baylor has one position group. They didn't say which one that is below the threshold, and that's why that game against Houston was canceled.
Okay. Well, the Pac-12 is going to try to get started. The question now just remains when.
Yeah, and some coaches apparently have some thoughts on this October 31st start date.
Yeah, they're not happy.
No.
We can read that quote to you next if you haven't heard it.
Well, on October 30th.
A lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, and they're not happy with that short period of time. But if October 31st is going to happen, you have to be able to start on Monday. And again, I think November 7th or so is probably a more realistic date. And then you're just hoping that the college football playoff will make concessions for you.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports are back and always better with an ice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. We'll set your sports DVR next on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 522. We're sportsing hard.
It has been a pretty hard sports day.
Football Friday. Cue the music there. We'll set your sports DVR. There's a lot going on. We, back when COVID was new and you and I were doing shows and everything was canceled, you know? Remember that?
I do remember that.
Wasn't that fun?
It was not that long ago.
We called them COVID casts.
Yes.
COVID casts. We did 90 of them.
I did more than that.
No, we did 90.
Is it 90 on the dot?
Yeah, it was like 90, 91. And then NBA came back or whatever was first to come back. A COVID cast was...
I think Major League Baseball came back first. Didn't it?
Yes.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes.
COVID cast was defined as any show that you and I did on Sports Talk Radio where no professional major U.S. sports were occurring.
Yes.
So we did about 3 months of that. And during that time, we talked about, you know, this could line up to be a magical fall.
You get everything kind of
comes back. And you've got that this weekend. You've got a golf major. You've got the one of the final two weekends of the Major League Baseball races. You've got the NBA Conference Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, and NFL and college football. You got it all.
And by the way, isn't it weird that baseball is getting ready to wrap up its regular season? It's kind of bizarre, and it's a little bit kind
10 games left.
Yeah, it's a little bit off my radar. One, the Mets stink, but I've just been preoccupied with other things. But yeah, you look up and
they need to get to the postseason. This regular season.
Yeah, it's been a little.
It's just they got a week left or whatever, and just get to the postseason. That'll get everybody's attention. So let's start with college football. We'll go by sport in terms of what's on TV for you this weekend.
You better not be skipping what's on right now.
Coastal Carolina and Campbell, baby.
And ESPN. not just Campbell, but
it's on ESPN.
Did you know that Campbell is the Fighting Campbells?
The Fighting Camels?
Camels.
No.
Yes. Hashtag roll hump. That is happening right now.
It's also the worst color ever field on TV.
Yeah,
the field with the jerseys is just something else.
Is that like teal?
Yeah, like an aqua green teal-ish.
That's Coastal Carolina's field. And by the way, they are a juggernaut.
They just got done beating the hell out of the Kansas Jayhawks.
And they're up 14-3 here. Well, I had them in the college football playoff. I don't know if you know that. But
I did not. Look, there's people in the stands. Not
many.
Yeah,
there are. There are.
Look but they're there. More importantly, Who knew that there was the Fighting Camels? Dieter, by the way, has been texting about it. I think he's drunk. But he's been texting into the program for the last 45 minutes about the Fighting Camels.
Where's
Fighting Camels?
Where is Campbell?
I don't know, but they're in the Big South.
Where's the Big South?
In the South.
My guess is it's somewhere in the South. I've
never even heard
up
of the Big South. But who else is in the Big
do you
South?
Do think that there are camels where Campbell is?
I'm going to go ahead and say no. Like, there's not camels in the United States, are there? I thought, like, they just, like, there's, like one...
Like, wild camels?
Yeah, there's not, like, just... You can't just go and find camels.
I think they have them up in Mount Rainier, don't you think?
I think they just are brought out for, like, Jesus pageants. Like, if you ever go to, like, the grotto over the holiday season, there's always a camel.
Is that but, right?
Yeah.
Boston College is playing Duke tomorrow morning at 9 on FSN.
Is there one game that's worth watching?
Well, that's what we're doing here.
I know.
I'm just
asking. Is there a good game on the schedule?
No. But
by the way, they're
way to spoil it.
Campbell is in the same conference as their big rival is Davidson.
In the Big South.
In the Big South.
Where is Campbell?
I'm still trying to find that, and I can't seem to.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. Steph Curry's big rivalry was against the Camels. By the way, I need a Fighting Camels football t-shirt stat.
Charleston Southern, Monmouth, Kennesaw State, Gardner Webb, Presbyterian, North Alabama, Hampton, Liberty, and VMI.
They are in Blues Creek, North Carolina.
And Davidson doesn't play football.
No.
They're basketball. Blues Creek, North Carolina.
Blues Creek, North Carolina. And their home games are at the 5,000-seat Baker Stadium. Go Camels!
So Boston College, Duke. I'm just trying to get you. Syracuse, Pitt. Why is Syracuse all over our TV?
I don't know. Why do they keep pushing that?
That's not because they're on the ACC network.
Oh, yeah. No one can see that.
Oh,
anyways.
Perfect. Okay, so we won't worry about that. Tulsa's playing Oklahoma State. Is that a good game? That's 9 a.m. on ESPN.
No.
Is South Florida at Notre Dame a good game?
No.
Well, Notre Dame is a top 10 team, and I've heard of South Florida.
Who coaches South Florida now?
Isn't that Willie Taggart?
It is Taggart.
Really?
Yeah. I think Slick Willie.
No. I thought Taggart's at FAU. He's at FAU.
Yeah.
He replaced Lane Kiffin.
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know who's at South Florida then.
Jeff Scott.
But
who?
Jeff Scott.
South Florida's coming off a big 27-6 win over the Citadel.
Not to be confused with Mike Davis.
No, no. So to answer your question, is that a good game?
Or Joe Smith?
No. No, it
no,
is not.
No, it's not. Okay, so that's on USA Network for some reason.
Okay.
At 11.
How is that not on? Well, is there something because what's on NBC?
Golf.
Okay.
Golf is going, I'll just throw this in here. I don't know if you guys like this or dislike this. I think it's great. NBC is going 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. U.S. Open coverage tomorrow.
Well, and it's going to wrap up early on Sunday, right?
Yeah, because so they're a little different on Sunday. So Sunday they're going to go 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. to 9 on Golf Channel, and then NBC will be 9 to 3. So they'll just show the last.
It'll be over for the second round of the NFL.
Yeah, because they got to get done before Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, I would like to reiterate that the U.S. Open Golf Tournament is on from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on NBC.
I know what Isaac Rapp will be doing. Is that
what
a little
else?
Early to drink for you? Or?
Yeah, that's a little early, but I'm going to be golfing too, so I got a DVR.
Okay.
Got to record it. Let's keep going, shall we? Central Florida, Georgia Tech, 12:30 on ABC.
Central Florida, by the way, ranked 14th in the country, and Georgia Tech, I don't know what they've got going on.
All right, here's your best game of the day. Okay.
Hey, by the way, Georgia Tech beat Florida State in the opener.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe Tech's okay.
At 4:30 on ABC, Miami plays at Louisville, and both of those teams are ranked.
Okay, there you go. Number 17 versus number 18.
I mean, I could care less, but that is a ranked matchup.
Top 25 matchup. And if you care, at 12:30 on ESPN2, remember we said this, Stephen F. Austin and Texas San Antonio, that will be the largest indoor gathering since COVID started.
Okay.
So, just saying.
Now, next week, just to give you a little look-see ahead, next week we got some games. Well, Florida is at Ole Miss. Texas is at Texas Tech. This is all theoretical. But Kansas State's at Oklahoma. Alabama's playing Missouri. Kansas is at Baylor.
By the way, so, Missouri might not have any players. They're in the midst of an outbreak, so that game may not go off.
Mm.
Well, we would have had another ranked game. BYU is 21, was supposed to play 22 Army this week.
And they're not?
They're not. That got postponed, too.
Why?
This thing called COVID.
I know, but which team?
I think it was Army.
In the NBA, tomorrow you will get Celtics Heat Game 3 at 5:30. That will be on ESPN.
Must win for nobody's Boston Celtics. Screw them, go Heat.
And 4:30 on Sunday, Game 2, Nugs Lakes. That'll be on TNT.
Now,
4:30 on Sunday.
I was looking for our Miami Heat Myers Leonard t-shirts. And it's really disrespectful because on the Heat team store, they have those t-shirts with the name and numbers on the back of pretty much everybody, but not Myers Leonard.
Really?
No.
Don't you have to go to Myers Leonard's website?
Yeah, but his are different. Like, those are just, like, individual, like, you know, that's got, like, him swinging a hammer. I was trying to find the cool Miami Vice ones so we could properly support Myers Leonard, but they apparently they don't sell them. What the hell, Miami?
And then in the NFL on Sunday, we will have Seahawks-Patriots on Sunday night. So that'll be on NBC.
That's fantastic.
Sunday night.
By the way, I think Seattle is about to make a statement there. I think Seattle throttles New England. Yeah.
Okay. Other good games we had. Is Minnesota at Indy tickle you?
Ah, a little bit. Although
these are the 10 a.m. games.
The shine came off both of those teams. Minnesota got boat raced by Green Bay. And, boy, Indy, they lost to Jacksonville.
Rams-Eagles?
That may do a little something for me. Denver-Pittsburgh, I'll probably take a look at that.
What? Why?
I like watching Pittsburgh. I'm intrigued by that. Dallas-Atlanta?
Chiefs-Chargers? Ravens-Texans in Houston? Seattle-New England?
Yeah,
that's why Red Zone is great.
Yeah, you just get to flip around. As outside of New England, Seattle, is there...
I'm kind of looking forward to the Monday night game. It's Saints at Raiders.
There you go.
Vegas.
That'll
be fun.
I missed that one down there on Monday.
Worst game? Buffalo at Miami.
Yeah, but Buffalo I'm intrigued by. San Francisco at New York could be bad.
Yes. No George Kittle. And Giants at Bears.
Yeah. Although, same thing. I find Daniel Jones to be interesting. My TV will not be allergic to that.
So the worst game was last night.
Hey, Daniel Jones is pretty good, right?
The worst game was by far last night. Yeah, I think Daniel Jones has a chance to be pretty good.
Has a chance to be or is?
Well, it's so early on and he doesn't have a good team around him. Daniel Jones, he faced pressure on basically 50% of his snaps every time he dropped back. It was the worst performance by far of any offensive line. And I thought he still looked pretty good in the game. So I think if you're a New York fan, I know that the Daniel Jones pick was a little bit of a surprise. I think you feel pretty good. I mean, it's so early on in the process, but I don't think that is something that you should panic about right now. I'll tell you right now, if you gave me the choice between Daniel Jones and Josh Allen, I'd take Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I think I would too. Daniel Jones and Jameis Winston.
I'd take Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones and Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm going to go take that Cam Newton guy.
Okay, so I'm looking for the lines here. Yeah. Daniel Jones and...
The good one is Daniel Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Baker Mayfield.
I would take Daniel Jones, too.
Daniel Jones and Joe Burrow.
I would go with Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is going to be pretty good.
Okay.
He's got nothing around him either, and I think that guy's got some guts. And once he gets an old line in front of him, he'll be all right.
Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Good answer.
I think Dak's better than people give him credit for.
Daniel Jones, Gardner Minshew. What are you laughing at?
I'm still going to go Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, Derek Carr.
You know what? I'm still going to roll the dice with Daniel Jones because I think Derek Carr, we know what he is. He's a good, solid quarterback, and I would rather take a chance that Daniel Jones can turn into something better than that. Derek Carr is a better quarterback right now, but I think there's a ceiling on where he's going.
Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz.
Oh, I think I'd still take Carson Wentz on that. Some of Carson Wentz's problems are team-related, not just him.
All right.
Have you found the line you're looking for?
No.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it's not. I can't find it. There really isn't. Well, Tannehill's not. You'll take Jones over Tannehill. You'll take Jones over Bridgewater.
Yeah, I go.
Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is better than average.
Daniel Jones, Jared Goff.
I'm still taking Goff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's the line because I would have expected you to take Jones.
No. To me, if you're picking quarterbacks in the NFL, if you are just a middle-of-the-road quarterback, and I think a lot of those guys that you said out there, that to me is just there's that line. And it's hard to win with just a middle-of-the-road quarterback. You really do have to build an elite team around them.
Whoa.
So to me, that line is, do I think he's really good and can make up for a deficiency somewhere on my team? And if you can't, I would rather roll the dice with a younger guy with a bigger upside in hopes that I can get there. Because just the middle of the road guy, I can find another middle of the road guy.
Okay.
I can't.
I think I found it. Daniel Jones or one-legged Lamar Jackson?
Does he have a cool robot leg? Like a Blade Runner sort of leg? Or does he literally have to hop around?
Or is he just slightly hurt?
One-legged.
Daniel Jones.
Good call.
Now, one-armed Lamar Jackson, taking Lamar Jackson.
Take his left arm. Well, it depends on which arm.
Again, if you give me his throwing arm, I'm taking Lamar Jackson.
Well, yeah, he doesn't need his left.
No. I think he's actually left-handed, isn't he?
Is he? Does he throw lefty? I don't think he does. Do we have any lefty quarterbacks? Kyler Murray, maybe?
I don't know.
Yes, I think so.
We talked about this. There aren't many.
We did. There isn't many.
Aren't many.
Well, Tua's left-handed. I thought for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we talked about it. It was Tua.
Oh, yeah, there was a stat based around it.
Yeah, Steve Young, Tua, and me. Greatest lefty quarterback.
Greatest lefties of all time. Yeah, so Lamar is right-handed. So give me his right arm, and we'll be fine.
All right. Very long segment. Yes. That was two segments in one. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All All right. Welcome back. Mike just told us to break. That's how far behind we are on today's show. And for that, we don't apologize.
No, we will not. It's been 16 years of this. Get used to it.
Yep, that's right. Wow, how about the guy bowing out because Lynch? Look
what?
At that.
What's happening?
Yeah. Well, Mike Lynch.
Way to go, Mike.
Has turned off one of our listeners so much that he will no longer listen to us.
You've ruined it.
Oh, boy.
I do love.
Damn it, Mike.
I do love the, I'm going to text you guys to tell you that I'm never listening again until tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, we'll kiss and make up. Yeah. It's all right, man. There's room under the umbrella for everybody. Mm.
12 years he's been a listener, and Mike Lynch has ruined it.
Boy, he was doing just fine until that one moment where Mike didn't get a joke or he talked over us. And that's it. I'm out.
Man, I got to tell you.
It's like you get bad service at Burger King. Years like, never it, again.
How many years have I been on the show now? Like 4 or 5? Oh,
I don't know. Way too many.
Apparently for this guy, it's reached his line of demarcation. Screw you, Mike. Maybe he's an anti-Semite. Let's just go with that.
It is possible.
It is true.
They do exist out there.
Yes, yes, they do.
Did you see that What's-His-Nuts Woods got $65 million from the Rams?
What's-His-Nuts Woods? Is that his official name? Is he changed it now that he's rich?
I think it's Robert.
Yes, the USC receiver.
He is fascinating because...
What's-His-Nuts Woods?
He's not that good?
No, Robert Woods is good.
Okay.
Well, that and you...
He's very nondescript. Like, I remember him at USC... And I guess you're saying he's good.
No, Robert Woods.
What's he done in the NFL?
Robert Woods is good. Let's say last year he had 90 catches.
Whoa.
Year before that, 86, 56, 51, 47, 65, 40.
Is he a 1,000-yard guy?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, last two years. And he was in Buffalo those first couple years, so he didn't have a quarterback. But since
he's better than I thought.
Yeah, Robert Woods is good.
Yeah, all right.
Well, and remember, too, that if you play for the Rams... You will just get a massive contract. The Rams don't care. Like, if you were at all good, here's a bunch of money because they still haven't even signed Cooper Kupp yet, who is better than Robert Woods, and they're going to have to give him a big deal. I'm assuming that because he plays the Rams, he too will be signing a massive contract.
How much does Aaron Donald make?
I think he's the highest paid defensive player in the game. Aaron Donald is in that probably 18, 19 million range.
Yeah, 6 years, 135 looks like.
Yeah, he makes
$40 million signing bonus.
He makes a ton of money. And then Jalen Ramsey makes a ton of money. And Brandon Cooks had made a ton of money. Todd Gurley made a ton of money. Jared Goff makes a ton of money.
Jalen Ramsey really that good?
Yeah, he's good. I think Gilmore.
That good?
I think Gilmore's better, but he's in the conversation for the best at his position in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I mean, none of these guys are... Now, the Cooks was a bad deal. I think Gurley's was a bad deal. I think paying any running back that.
But, did you see him for the Falcons? He just looks shot.
He's just not
shot.
Well, he's not the same player. Obviously, he's got knee issues. And, you know, we've talked about this. When you lose half a step in the NFL, and Gurley may have lost a full step, you're just not the same player. And he'll show flashes of it occasionally. But he's no long... When they signed him to that deal, Gurley was an MVP. He was Christian McCaffrey. And that's how quickly it can go. So... Most of the Rams that have signed these deals, they're not necessarily, none of these guys are, these aren't egregious as far as the performance they've put on the field. Every one of those guys, with the exception of maybe Cooks, I don't think Cooks was ever a top five player at his position. The rest of those guys were, but just in the NFL, you got to be pretty judicious about where you're handing out these massive contracts. And it sure seems like the Rams don't care.
Kupp got 3 years as well, up to $49 million.
When did this happen?
A couple days ago. Six days ago.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, I stand...
Look at that.
I stand corrected.
In your face.
That Cooper Kupp has already been paid.
Now, he's pretty good?
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's good.
Okay. All right, just double checking that any of the Rams are good, besides Aaron Donald. That's all I needed to know there. Jared Goff good?
I think he's solid.
I mean, again, it's not that I... They're just very nondescript player. Like, Ramsey's a star.
Yes.
But Woods and Kupp, they're good. You know, you watch the Rams, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, Cooper Kupp, when he's healthy, he makes a real difference in that offense.
And Goff's the same way. They have a lot of guys that are just like, well, pretty good roster, you know.
This is just going back to the quarterback thing, because you were doing the whole Daniel Jones, where is the line sort of thing. Jared Goff is better than just a middle of the road quarterback.
Goff.
Yes, I'm not saying golf.
I did. Dumpy.
Can you not say that?
No, I don't think. Cannot say that.
Really?
Really?
Say it again.
That's ridiculous.
Why do you think Rob always goes golf? Bless America.
Golly darn it!
I say GD. You can't say that.
Jolly Willikers.
But I think you should try to
weasel that through. Someone on an app probably heard it.
You could also say damn it.
Ah, damn it. Jared Goff.
Still said golf.
Mm. I did not.
Yes, you did.
Jared Goff.
There.
You guys can all go to hell.
I mean, you're really trying to emphasize the Boston.
Me and Troy Aikman right now give you guys both the middle finger. How about this? The former Cal quarterback, who's now the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams.
Jared Goff.
Number 16, Jared, whatever the hell his name is.
Goff.
He is better than an average quarterback. He is. But he is not a guy that can go play in any system. And that's not necessarily a knock on him. There's very few guys that are like that. The Russell Wilsons, the Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, guys like this, they're going to succeed. Maybe not to the same level that they have when they're in good situations. But he's not a generational talent. But if you put good players around him and you put him in a good system, he can succeed and he can succeed at a high level. And they almost won a Super Bowl. They got blanked against the Patriots. And he does need a run game. You've seen that when Gurley got hurt and their offensive line got a little shoddy and he didn't have the same production and mainly they didn't have a good play action run game, then everything kind of fell apart for him, which is why you see this year they're getting it out of his hands quicker. They're being committed to running the ball even by doing it by committee. And he can make a lot of big time throws. But if you ask him to do too much, he is not going to be able to go out and win you games. But he's better than like Derek Carr, for instance. I don't think I think the ceiling on those two guys are different. So is he worth the contract? No, he wasn't. He's overpaid. But that is the going rate for a very good starting quarterback. It's like Dak Prescott is going to be overpaid. Carson Wentz is going to be overpaid. Those are really good quarterbacks, but they're not elite. But you still have to pay that freight. Where I question is, again, just the Rams seemingly throwing big money at a few guys, and I think it leaves you a roster full of holes, and you don't have a quarterback that can bail you out. When you have an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, guys like this, you can pay them $30 million a year because they're going to make up for deficiencies, and I don't think that Goff can do that.
Jared Goff. Johnny Hecker can bail him out, though.
He is a very good punter.
Now that's a star.
There you go.
All right, it's 550 on the fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
So they just showed we're watching the Red Sox-Yankees until we flip it over to the NBA game. They just showed the baseball bracket if the season ended today.
Yeah.
If for the postseason, the Phillies, the Reds, the Giants, and the Jays would all be in. And the number one seed in the AL would be the White Sox.
That's the number one seed?
Yeah, dude, they're good.
I didn't know they were the number one seed.
They have the likely MVP on their team.
I'll be damned.
Jose Abreu.
I thought the Rays had the best record in the American League.
Not
You're
anymore.
Wrong.
Where are the Rays?
Second best.
You're an idiot.
Boy.
Tampa-Cleveland will be the first round matchup there.
And so the first, so these three game series, right? And they're all going to be played in the home stadiums of the higher seed. And then
correct.
Then they go into the bubble.
Yeah,
I think so.
That's right? Correct.
Texas and San Diego.
Well, no, the and DS. LA. Well, there's also games at Minute Maid and for the DS. Yeah. So the DS, they're bouncing around a little bit, but once they get to the CS, then I think it's, well, the World Series is going to be in Arlington.
Yeah.
I think the ALCS is in San Diego, and then I think the NLCS may be in Texas as well.
And then the Arlington, World Series is in Arlington.
Yeah.
Which I just said. Literally just.
Thank you for paying attention.
You're welcome.
That's probably why that guy's no longer going to listen to
us. That guy hates you.
Crap like that, Mike.
Don't worry. I think I brought him back with butchering Jared Goff's name.
Jared who?
Jared Goff.
Who?
It makes me so happy you can't say it.
You try
so hard.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
Oh, quick note from Pete Thamel, college football guy.
Yes.
Or is it Tamil? I don't know.
It's Pete Thamel.
I believe it's Thamel. That I can say.
He says a few sources have pointed to Thursday as a date to watch for the next steps for the Pac-12.
Problem with that is that if that is indeed Thursday for the next steps, maybe...
Why Thursday?
Well, if you can't...
What are they waiting on?
I'm guessing... I know the Bay Area, I guess they still haven't had the restrictions lifted, but... Like, if you have any hope of getting this going by Halloween or even November 7th, you got to start practice immediately. So, right. I mean, I think if this thing gets pushed back till Thursday before you even make an announcement, that idea of the Halloween thing is already
now,
out the door.
Is that a sign that they're not so confident in pushing forward?
It's possible.
Well, that or it's just a sign that they're going to take their time and they're not worried about syncing up with... Big Ten.
Well, we've already heard today that there's plenty of coaches that think it's ridiculous trying to squeeze this in as short amount of time as possible. So this may be one of those things, you're right, where the Pac-12 just says, look, we're going to do our own thing. We'll start somewhere in November. We're going to be roughly in the same timeline. And if the college football playoff won't make a concession for us, well, that's just kind of the way it is.
All right. Well, that's it for sports. We're done sportsing, guys.
Are we?
For today, well, no, because I'm sure the NBA game will catch our attention or
something.
It'll
distract us.
Because we love sports. We're big sports guys here. But coming up next in the club, we have Gator Attack news.
Oh, boy.
I saw a viral video that makes me very uncomfortable. And
did it involve being involved in Boy Scouts?
Mars. No, why? What? What does that mean?
That was earlier in the show.
Did it involve Tuds?
God.
Tud or Tuds? Which is more uncomfortable, getting Tud or getting Tuds? What about gay Bigfoot? What does that do for you?
Well, you're just pulling out all the goodies, aren't you?
I'm just wondering.
He's gay.
All right, club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.